Blog Talk Radio.
If I were a drummer, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research. A prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, no matter.
Gonna do
No matter who or what we are, we must praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Come now, Holy Spirit, and graft yourself on every single mind and in every single heart. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in this place. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you, thank you, thank you. For every single opportunity that you give to us. Every single moment, every single breath that we take. We thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah, that you are with us.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, that you woke us up this morning. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You woke us up safe,
yes, Lord,
and secure. We thank you, Father God, that you kept us all last night. You kept us from dangers that we could not see. We know,
yes,
that the enemy, he lurks around in the darkness, in his own darkness. We know that the enemy,
yes,
Father God, he is possessed by Satan, and he's there to steal and kill and to destroy. But we thank you, Father God, that you have come, hallelujah, that you have come, that you have given us life and given us more,
yes,
abundance, and we shall not fear any wrath that,
yes,
comes from Satan. And we thank you, Father God, that we're standing on your promise. We thank you, Father God, that we're standing on every single word that you speak to us every,
yes,
single day and every single night.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, that you didn't only just keep us safe and secure, but you kept our whole family safe. We thank you, Father God, that you kept our families and you kept our neighbors and our neighborhoods safe. For we decree and declare that you are our God in whom we trust. And with every single confidence that we have, you are who we do rely on for every single thing. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Father God, that you gave us Jesus, hallelujah, who is the head of our life, who is our Lord and Savior, who is our victorious one. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, that you have given us Jesus to go to. You have given us Jesus to rely on. You have given us Jesus. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you, Father God, that when we face people and when we face things every single day, that we don't have to worry about anything. All we have to do is believe and trust in Christ Jesus, who have done every single thing, have done it all. So we're going to maintain our stance, Father God, maintaining our stance in grace. We're going to maintain our stance in your mercies, in your forgiveness, in your love and your kindness. We're going to maintain our stance knowing that we shall not be moved, neither shall we be afraid. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, that it's because of you, it is because of your word, Father God, that you tell us not to worry about anything, not to fear anything, but to trust in you, Lord, with all of our heart, and lean not to those things that we may not understand. That's why we give you thanks, Father God. We give you thanks because this is at that place, Father God, where we find your peace. Your peace, Father, that surpasses every single thing that we could imagine. Your peace. Even in the middle of trial and tribulation, we still can find your peace in Christ. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. For we say, Father God, by faith, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So we know, Father God, that we may go out into the world when we leave outside of our home, that we go out in the world and we may see the enemy at work. We may see Satan. We may see the devil. He lurks about, seeing whom he can devour. But your word, Father God, your word, Father God, it sustains us. Your word says that we shall not be harmed. You said that you are with us, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And because of your word, Father God, Satan cannot devour us. He cannot destroy us. He can't even touch us, Father God, because we are covered by your blood. We are covered by the blood of the Lamb. And by our words, the words of our testimony, we say all is well. All is well. And we thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God.
Thank you.
Father God, we pray that every single one that's here today, every single one that showed up, and every single one that had the desire to show up, we pray, Father God, that your word reached them. Not only did your word reach them, Father God, but it settles them in their hearts. We pray, Father God, that your word not only just settles them, Father God, but it anchors them, Father God. That they be so anchored, Father God, that they don't think about the things that they used to think about. That they don't have these issues of life, Father God, holding on to them and going in these issues from day to day. We pray, Father God, that your word, that it encourages each and everybody that showed up today to put it all on Jesus, to put it all on you, Father God.
Amen.
And we pray that when they put it all on you, Father God, that your Holy Spirit, that it come up over them, that they have a shout, and that they have a praise that came from somewhere that they maybe didn't even imagine. And we say that it is so in Jesus' name. Father God, we pray and we thank you for your love and your protection. We thank you, Father God, that we have your word. We thank you, Father God, that your word, that we put it on every single day. For your word says, Father God, in Ephesians chapter 6, to put on the whole armor of God every single day, that we may stand against the tricks of the devil. And we say, Father God, that we put on your word, that every single day, Father God, we put on the breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah. We gird ourselves up with the belt of truth in the name of Jesus. Father God, we walk in the gospel, your good news that's preparing us, the preparation of the gospel, hallelujah, that keeps us in perfect peace. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We take the shield of faith to quench every single fiery dart that Satan is thrown against us, designed, hallelujah, to infect our minds, to infiltrate our hearts, to cause us, Father God, to fear, to cause us, Father God, to worry. We take your shield of faith. We hold it up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Father God, that you give us this shield of faith in what you have already done. We put on the helmet of salvation, Father God. Hallelujah. To protect our minds. Hallelujah. from every single word that's been spoken from the wicked one of this world. And we take, Father God, your sword, which is the very word that you have given to us to preach to us, Father God, and our mouth, to defend against principalities, rulers of darkness, hallelujah, to defend against powers, hallelujah, to defend against spiritual wickedness, hallelujah. See, this is why we put on your word, Father God. This is why we put on the whole armor of God. And we thank you that you have given it unto us, hallelujah. Yes. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We pray for the leaders of this city that we live in, or any city that you live in. We pray for every single leader, that the Holy Spirit, that it come upon them, that it be in their mind, that it be in their heart, that they do your work and do your will, Father God, that they may be able to lead your holy people in the name of Jesus. We pray for the leaders of this great nation and nations, our neighboring nations, Father God. We pray for the leaders of this nation, Father God, that they may make holy decisions on what it is that you will have them to do for your holy people. And we thank you, Father God, for every single leader that you have given unto us. For you say, Father God, that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. You say, Father God, that let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And because we are your righteousness in Christ Jesus, and because we are your redeemed, Father God, we pray over every single leader. We bless them in your holy name, Father God. Some of them, Father God, wouldn't even know why they are doing the things that they are doing, Father God, knowing that they have entered into corruption, but they will do your righteousness, Father. They would do your will, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. And we say that we are blessed. We are blessed, hallelujah, because you have blessed us in the name of Jesus. Thank you for delivering us. Thank you for saving us. Thank you, Father God, for setting us free. For we know, Father God, that we are free. We are free to do your will, Father God.
Yes,
we plead the blood of Christ Jesus over all that we prayed about on this day.
Yes,
over every single one that is in agreement with us in prayer. We plead your blood over them right now in the name of Jesus. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over every single word that the Holy Spirit has already ordained to go for. And we just want to say thank you. And it's in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray. And everybody in the whole church do say amen and amen again.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to give honor and glory unto God, who is our Lord and who is the head of our life, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is our Savior.
Yes.
We want to give honor to the Holy Spirit. We want to acknowledge the presence of the Holy Ghost, who coaches us, instructs us, and teaches us. And we just want to thank God today. We're in that place. I'm talking about being in his presence, to where we don't have to worry about a thing. Resting in the finished works of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
So welcome, welcome, welcome every single one. We want to welcome every single one here to Sunday service at this 2 p.m. hour. We are so grateful, Apostle Talonique and I, you know, we are so grateful to be right here with you in the presence of the Lord. We're so thankful, you know, that God has given us a word to be able to give to every single one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not our word, but God's word. So we just want to welcome every single one here. We are the Gospel Public Ministry. I am Pastor Dorsey Manning. And I'm here with my wife. Amen. Amen. And we just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome here, you know, to Sunday service. If this is your first time here with us, we would like for you to press 1 press 1. Let us know who you are, where you're from. If you do have any prayer petitions, and when I say prayer petitions, that means that if you have something that you want to bring to the altar, something that you want to pray about, you know, that we have an order of service, but we realize how powerful prayer is. You know, prayer is probably the most important thing that you can do as a believer is pray. The reason being is because you have access to the kingdom of God. You have access to the throne of grace. So if you have something that you want to bring to the throne of grace, obviously it's something that you can't do what man can't do, something that you desire, you know, to show up, or something that you desire to happen, or something you desire to be removed. You know, come to the altar in prayer. You know, do press 1. If you are online, call in at 845-277-9213 and press 1. Amen, if you have any prayer petitions. So welcome every single body here once more time. Welcome every single one here in Houston, Texas with us and all its surrounding areas, Louisiana and all its surrounding areas. Welcome here to Sunday service, New York City. New York, New York. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We love y'all guys so much. I mean, y'all are so faithful. And, you know, all of our brothers and sisters, you know, here in Texas and here in Louisiana and here in New York, every single one of our brothers and sisters there in Illinois, you know, Minister Larry Green is there. He and his wife and family, you know, believers everywhere, you know, we just wanted to say welcome, 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 every single one. Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Awesome.
Amen. Glory to God. You know that God is able and God is doing a mighty work in the body of
Amen.
Christ. So again, we just thank God for you being here on today. We realize that you could
Amen.
Be anywhere else. Amen. But you have made a decision to be here amongst the body of Christ. So we thank God again.
Amen.
And we welcome you. At this time, we're going to have our scripture reading, and then we'll have a couple song selections, and then the preach word by our senior pastor, Dorsey Manning.
Amen.
The scripture is going to come out of Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through, and I'll start reading now. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, starting at verse 1, it says, "And seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain. And when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they rival and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." I have read for you this day Matthew chapters 1 to 14, I believe 14, 15. Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Amen. At this time, we'll have our song selection, and we'll be right back.
I want your glory, less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power, less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
more of you is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need your glory.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less
of me and more of you.
Yeah.
right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence.
If I were a drum, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research. A prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, no matter.
What you doing, God, and what you're gonna do, no matter who or what we are, we must praise.
Come soon, fire, sweet perfume. Your heart's presence feels this way. Come soon, fire, sweet perfume. Your heart's presence fills this room. This is holy ground. Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Amen. Bring him to Jesus. We come at this hour to bring it to Jesus. Amen. Bring it over, giving it over to the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. At this time, we are ready to receive the preached word. We thank God for the Holy Spirit's presence in this service, that he's already touched the heart and mouth and ears and eyes of the man of God that will be speaking before you today. Our senior pastor, Doris, a man and a man after God's own heart, a man that is ready to pray, and a man that is, hallelujah, allowing God's will to be done in his life, positioning himself to receive the word of God, to be able to feed the flock. Amen. I present to you my lovely, beloved, handsome, gifted, and anointed husband, man of God, Pastor Doris A. Manning. God bless you.
Hey, amen, amen. Thank you so very much, Apostle. And my wife, she always, she know how to make me feel good. Boy, I tell you that, and I thank you so much. Thank God for you. You know, you are definitely
amen.
A blessing to my life. But
amen.
My acknowledgement goes out to the Lord. Giving
amen.
All honor and glory and grace unto God, you know, who is, he's the head of my life. You know, that's why we're here today, to give honor unto God. And I thank every single one of you for coming to Sunday service. You know, I'm so grateful to be right here, you know, to bring this word. You know, God's word, you know, is powerful word. You know, sometimes, you know, God's, you know, we look over God's word and, you know, we want to take on the word of self, on the word of the world. But here it is, God's word is so powerful. You know, God's word is holy. It's holding every single thing he created, from the moon to the stars to heaven and earth. Yeah. You know, God's word is holding it together. So that's why I'm here. I'm so excited about it. Let us go ahead on and get into the word today. Let us just go ahead on and get into it. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We
thank you
that we can see you in your word, Father. We pray, Father God, that you allow Scripture to interpret Scripture, for us not to add to it or take away from it. We pray, Father God, that the Holy Spirit be every single word that's in our mouth, every single word that's spoken in our heart and in our mind. For that is our prayer. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you go before us. We yield to you, Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So be our thoughts and be our words in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We pray against every single unclean thought and every single unclean spirit that showed up today.
Yes, Lord.
Every single unclean thought, every single impure thought. We bind you right now in the name of Jesus, and we say you go in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And it is so, for this is our prayer. The whole church do say amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
God has been doing such a wonderful job in our lives. And I'm not just talking about Apostle Talnika and I and Minister Learn Green. I'm talking about our lives. I'm talking about every single one. God has been doing exceedingly in abundance in your life, even if you don't even realize it. You know, a lot of times, you know, we as just like little children, you know, when your parents, you know, when they are doing the things that you're not even paying attention to, you know, we can get in that place to where we become ungrateful, or we get in that place to where we just got used to mama and daddy and grandma and granddaddy or whoever it is, you know, that's going before you, you know, to help you or to pave the way for you. You know, we definitely can get in that place of murmuring and complaining or being ungrateful. You know, so I'm just saying that just to say, you know, God's word, which have already been established in heaven through Jesus Christ, who have established his presence right here among us, who is the Word of God, that have given himself as a holy sacrifice. Amen. A holy sacrifice for every single one of us. And guess what? He, right now, is every single day give us that opportunity to receive him. I mean, to receive his word. That's what I mean.
Yes.
So that's where we are right now in life. If you don't know, a lot of us, you know, we think that, you know, where we are in life is right here in our situations. We think that our situation is the very thing that determines our lives, and that is not true. See, that's how the untrained mind, or that's how the selfishness that we have been taught, or that we have entered into maybe from childhood or from, you know, just plain old living and just being ungrateful. You know, this is how we are conformed. What I'm trying to say is that God's word is trying to move you. It's trying to do something to you. It's trying to build you. It's trying to get you to stop thinking about your situation and start thinking about what Jesus Christ has already done. Amen.
Amen.
God, he is alive. And his word shall forever remain. That means his word won't die. His word won't come back void. Every single thing that God has said to us and have spoken to us, it shall come to pass. And I think we were over here last week, over here in Matthew, in the book of Matthew. I just want to say it's Matthew chapter 24, and we saw that, you know, what Jesus said. But before we get started, I want us to, for a lesson of study today, you know, for we to keep up with where we're going with this. The Holy Spirit, this is the topic, the Holy Spirit is speaking to you right now.
Amen.
Amen.
Speak.
Amen.
Speak.
The Holy Spirit is speaking to you right now. Now, when I say that the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, I know you hear my voice. That's right. You do hear my voice because some of you know me and you know the sound of my voice. But what I want you to understand is that I confess that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I confess that he died on the cross for me. I confess that he went to hell and he stayed there 3 days and three nights and he was resurrected by the same spirit that we're talking about, by the Holy Spirit. And from there, you know, he dwelt among his own and he ascended into heaven. And right now he sits on the right hand of God the Father right now making intercessions for you and me. So when I say, you know, the Holy Spirit is speaking to you right now, yeah, you may hear my voice, but the voice that you should be hearing is the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. Now, I can't say that you're hearing the Holy Spirit and then I say something to you and it don't line up with what he said and it don't line up with his word. Amen?
Amen.
See, we have to agree with that. So when God says, now we know Jesus, being in the form of man, did not find it robbery to be equal to God, did not find it robbery to be in the form of man. That means the word being manifested into the flesh. He still is God. He just didn't see it that for him not to be equal to you. Amen.
Amen.
So I want to show you something over here first. First and get started, let me show you when I say that God's word will never come back void. Let me show you that. Let me show you what God says. This is what Jesus says over here in Matthew chapter 24 and verses 35. Jesus says here, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not come back. My word shall not pass away. So when Jesus say, heaven and earth will pass away before my word will, that's a promise that you should stand on. That's something that you should know that when God speaks, when I say when the Holy Ghost speaks to you, you should know that whatever it is that the Holy Ghost is speaking to you, it shall come to pass. Not only will it come to pass, you should be in that place of believing it and receiving it and expressing, being the very expression of what he says. So when he tell you that you're all right, see, you should take heed to what God says when he says that you're all right. If you're going through something in your body right now and the Holy Ghost speaks to you, he say that you're all right. You are all right, my son. You are all right, my daughter. You need to know that you are all right. See, it don't matter what it looks like right now at the moment because, see, we need to know, you know, when the word of God speaks, see, a place of belief. See, we believe in the word of God because whatever the Holy Ghost says, then we say it. Don't you know that that is agreement? Don't you know that that is alignment? Don't you know that's you and God harmonizing with one another, you and God becoming one with one another right here in the physical, right here in the place of whatever it is that you're going through. If God say you're all right, then I say I'm all right. But if God say you're all right, that don't mean that you ain't all right.
because you're not all right. No, you are right because this is a place of belief. Jesus said, my word shall not pass away. He said, heaven and earth will pass away before my word passes away. The Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost is speaking to you right now. In the middle of whatever it is that you're going through right now, see, we need to understand that the Holy Ghost is speaking to you right now in the middle of any battle that you're going through. Now, how many people are going through a battle right now? How many people are battling with something right now? See, do you know, and I mean that in more than one. I mean that in the spiritual realm. I'm talking about right there in between the ears and right there in the mind of a man or a woman or right there in the heart of a woman. How many people are facing a battle right now? And if you say you're not facing a battle, then I'm going to tell you that you don't know Jesus if you say you're not facing a battle. Because even Jesus says that my peace that I leave unto you, not the world peace, but the peace I give to you. Even Jesus said that you will face trials and tribulations. So when I say that how many people are facing a battle, yeah, we all are facing a battle. The word of God says over here, when I say Jesus said it over here in John chapter 14. Now, this here is coming from the King James Version. I hope I didn't go too fast, but I'm reading this from the King James Version. See, when I say that the Holy Spirit is speaking to you right now in the middle of your battle, I'm talking about in the spiritual realm and in this physical realm. Let me show you what Jesus says right here in over here in St. John chapter 14. Jesus said over here in St. John chapter 14 and verses 23, he says, and Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abounds in him. 24 says, he that loveth me not keepeth not my saying, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. 25, these things I have spoken unto you, being yet present with you. 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, which is the one that's speaking, amen, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. And listen to it right here. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You look right there. See right there in that place, even Jesus said to his disciples right here that he going to have to leave them for a little while, but I'm not going to just leave you alone. I'm going to leave you with an advocate. I'm going to leave you with the Holy Spirit that's going to bring these things which I have already said in my word. He said my word right here, over here. He says in 23, he says, if a man love me, he will keep my word. And he says right here that peace I leave unto you over here in 26. He said, peace I leave unto you, not as this world peace. He said, let not your heart be troubled. That's where the battle lies at right there, church. You're battling every single day in your heart. You're battling every single day in your mind. I notice because there's always spirits that's speaking. Amen?
My Lord.
There are always spirits that are speaking. They are condemning spirits that are always speaking to you. Want you to remember of who you used to be. There are condemning spirits that speak to you each and every day. Even when you go to sleep at night, there still are condemning spirits that are speaking, trying to get you to remember the things that you have said and the things that you have done that did not line up with the will of God. But you need to know that the Holy Ghost is on the inside for a reason. The Holy Ghost is on the inside of you for you to submit to him, for you to accept and yield to the Savior, for you to recognize that there is a supernatural force, there is a governing authority, there is the Spirit of God that's who have moved in on the inside of you to save you from your mind, to save you from your heart, to save you from shame and guilt and condemnation. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is speaking to you right now, church. Romans chapter 8 in verses 1, Apostle Paul writes a letter here, and then right here in this letter that he's writing here to the church of Rome, he says, there is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Don't you know that condemnation, that's the shame. Condemnation, that is the guilt. Condemnation, that is the ill-spoken words that have been going on in your mind and in your heart that cause you to feel ungodly. See, now we're hitting somewhere right now. See, how many of us that have been baptized and how many of us that have been delivered and set free, but here it is, we hear a word that comes from Satan or hear a word that comes from the P-A-S-S, comes from the past, that cause you to feel shame, that cause you to feel condemned, that cause you to feel guilty, that cause you to take your mind off of who God has said that you are. But Apostle Paul, which is the Apostle of Grace, he said that there is now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. So will you say that, church? Will you say, when your mind tells you that you are no good so-and-so, would you say that I am the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus who have made me right? Would your mind tell you that a liar and you are a cheater? Would you say to those passive thoughts that I am the body of Christ and Satan, you have no power and you have no authority over me? God has set me free. And I don't have to worry about who I used to be. All I have to do is maintain my stance on who God have called me to be. See, that's what shame and guilt and condemnation, don't you know that is probably the main work of Satan, the main work of your enemy, the adversary, is to speak to your mind, to speak to your heart so you can battle with self. And when you start battling with self, guess what you're more than likely to do if you're not rooted and grounded in the Word of God? If you're battling with self, you're more susceptible to going back to doing how self used to do, to going back to being all the things that you are thinking about right now in that battle. If you were delivered from drugs, when you begin to hear the old satanic voice that say that you ain't nothing but a this head or nothing but a that head, you're nothing but a user and an abuser, and you begin to in your heart and in your mind feel that that's who you are, then you go back to doing drugs again. When you hear that you're nothing but a liar, hear that you're nothing but a cheater because you done lied about this, you're lying about that, and you're cheating on that, and you just accept that, and then you go back to being the liar, go back to being the cheater, you go back to being the one that God had delivered you from. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is speaking. Don't hear my voice, church. I want you to hear the voice of the Lord. And the reason why I want you to hear the voice of the Lord, but see, my voice won't lead you into salvation. My voice won't lead you into freedom. It's God's voice that's going to lead you into salvation, that's going to lead you into freedom, that's going to lead you into redemption, going to lead you into deliverance. It's God's voice that leads you into healing. That's why you need to hear the Word of God each and every day out of your life. Because this is the will of God for you. It's God's will that his word be established in your heart and in your mind where the battle is taking place. Amen. Amen. Over here in the book of Romans chapter, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, come on, shine in your head. Over here in Romans chapter 10, I want to read here verses 1. I want to show you something that maybe we have allowed to slip from our minds or slip out of our hearts and allow something else to slip in our minds and in our hearts. Amen. Here it is, Apostle Grace, Apostle Paul here. He reads here, brethren, Romans chapter 10 and verses 1. He says, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Listen to what this says. For I bear them record that they have the zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. 3 says, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Listen to what Apostle is saying right here. He said, church, it's my desire. Desires are in the heart. This is what Apostle Paul is what he wants. You know, this is Apostle of Grace. He wants for Israel, the children of God, he wants for them to be saved, not by their own knowledge, not by their own righteousness, not by them saving themselves by their actions or their deeds. No, by the righteousness of God. That means by not being ignorant of Jesus Christ, not being ignorant of what he have already done, but for them to have that understanding or to have that knowledge or to have received or to believe that he is the righteousness of God and you have received him. So therefore submit yourself to the Holy Spirit or submit yourself to accept that he is the righteous one, that he is the Holy One, that he is the Christ. So you should submit your mind over here to this place. Because you submitting your mind over here to this place, you're yielding or you're accepting a Savior. You're accepting that he is the Savior. You're accepting, you know, his authority. You're accepting God's will for your life. That's submission. And that's what we're reading right here. And that's what Apostle Paul said. I want everybody to be saved. And I want you to be saved. But what he's saying is that you do that through Christ Jesus. So we never understood about submitting ourselves to the will of God. Then if you don't understand what that means is that your thoughts, your words, your beliefs, your faith, your confidence, your petitions, your confessions, your prayers, your stance in freedom, is all right here in that place of remembering what Jesus Christ have accomplished. That's submitting your will over to God. Amen. Let's read a little bit more right here because I want to show you this here. I don't want to just be the one that I don't want to just say things and, you know, out of a place of I heard somebody else say it. I'm giving this to you directly from the Word of God. This is from the Word of God. Romans chapter 10 and verses. Well, we stopped at verses 3. Let's read on here, 4. It reads here, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. See that? I said that, but I said that because I've obtained or I maintain my stance in that because of what God says. That's why I say the Holy Ghost is speaking. See, you should be so full of the Word of God, amen, that every single time that you speak, or every single thought that you have, you know, that inclines you to speak, it should be in the acknowledgement or the submission of what God has said.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And this letter says for righteousness for everyone to believe. 5 says, for Moses described the righteousness which is by the law, that the man which doeth these things shall live by them. 6 says, but the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, saying, not in thy heart who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above. 7, or who shall descend unto the deep, that is to bring Christ again from the dead. But, see, this is where your belief comes in at. But what says is the word is near thee or nigh thee. The word is near thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which is preached. Amen. So do we know what happens when you submit yourself to the authority of a superior spirit? And we know that God is almighty. He is superior over all spirits. So when you submit yourself, or when you accept that God is your God, that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, do you realize what he's saying? He's saying that over here in 8, where he says that the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. What he's saying is God is near thee, or God is with you. God is with you, even in your mouth. And he says that this word, this is your word of faith, which is preached. See, this is the gospel. This is the good news. So when I say the Holy Spirit is speaking to you right now in the middle of any battle you're going through, well, the Holy Spirit's job is for you, you know, to be submitted to God, for you to be submitted to Jesus Christ, your thoughts and your mind to be submitted to God. This is the good news. This is the gospel. This is a place where you should take a stance. So now, if we understand submission, then we know that there is a gift. I don't want to say prize. Prize is like something that you win. So I want to make sure that I say a gift. A gift is something that is given unto you, something that you did not earn. So if I would have said prize, that would have been something that you had earned or something that you had worked for. That means something that you have done. So I want you to understand that salvation is given unto you that is undeserved, because you did nothing to earn it. Neither did you do anything to save yourself. But salvation, this comes through your submission through the Holy Ghost, or submission through the Holy Spirit, or the receiving of Christ Jesus or his righteousness. Salvation is the preservation, not self-preservation, but preservation of God. Salvation is being delivered from darkness, being delivered from harm, being delivered from the ruins of this world, or the ruins of self, or being delivered from the hurt and the loss and the pain and destruction. This is salvation. Salvation is being delivered from the sinful man or the sinful woman. And I'm talking about these places in your mind or in your conscience, or these places in your heart. You're being delivered. See, that's what salvation is. It's not just limited to here, but this is where we see it right here in the natural, where we see, you know, the salvation of God operating in our lives, knowing that our sins have been forgiven because we have submitted ourselves unto the will of God, to the thoughts of God, to the life of Christ Jesus. And if you are delivered from sin, that means that you are delivered from death. Amen. See, salvation is not just being born again. It's not just, us. It's not a one-time event that we experience in our life. See, salvation is everlasting to everlasting. See, salvation is a entering into the eternity, or entering into the long-lasting, or the forever being in the presence of God. That's what we know about salvation. So it's not just limited there. See, the Holy Ghost is speaking this to you right now. The Holy Ghost, what his job is to do is to lead you to the kingdom of God. Amen. The Holy Ghost's job is to love you in those places where you don't see love, or the places where it's hard for you to see love. That's the Holy Ghost's job. The Holy Ghost's job is to remind you that, take my peace. Take the peace of Jesus Christ. See, the Holy Ghost's job is to remind you of what God has already done. Now let's go over here to the book of Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I want you, church, to remember that you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, that you are submitted to God, that salvation has been made available for you, and that means that there is something for you to do. And what it is for you to do is the very thing that God have come here, lived and died and resurrected again for you to do, is for you to be free. It's for you to live free, for you to live in freedom. Do we understand what freedom is? Amen. I say the Holy Spirit is speaking to you right now, in the middle of your thinking, in the middle of whatever it is you're going through right now. You need to understand that this is the Holy Spirit's job to remind you that you are free. Now, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Help us, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, my Lord, my God, in verses 8, let's start here at verses 8. It reads here, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. 9 reads, for God have not appointed us to wrath, or God has not appointed us to be condemned, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. So I want to show you this here. It says, who died for us, that whether we be awake or sleep, we should live together with him. And 11, wherefore, comfort yourself together. Let me encourage yourself together. Build yourselves up together. And it says there to edify one another, even as also you do. Now look what the freedom is. See, right here, over here in this letter, and this letter is telling us right here, that we are free to 1 Thessalonians 5 and 15. This is what you're free to. You're free to not render evil for evil, my brothers and sisters, but to follow that which is good, both among yourselves and among all men. That means don't be an evil man or an evil woman. Don't render evil for evil. So you're free. This is what freedom lies in, that if you never understood it. You're free to rejoice evermore. That's a 16, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 16. You're free to rejoice evermore. You're free to pray always. You're free to pray to God, to pray without ceasing. You're free to communicate with God, talk to God, and God talk to you. This is a right. This is an opportunity. This is a right that God gives to you. Pray without ceasing. You're free to forgive, or free to give thanks. You're giving thanks for every single thing that God has given unto you. For this is the will of God concerning your life. It says, quench not the Holy Spirit. Or quench not the Holy Spirit. That means that your freedom to follow the Holy Spirit, because that's why he is your advocate, for you to follow. So let's understand this, church. The Holy Spirit is speaking to you right now. Make a decision that you are developing a life of prayer. Make a decision that your prayer life is you opening up your heart and opening up your mouth and making your request for help. Pray in a place of thanksgiving unto God. I'm talking about an honest prayer of hope, acknowledging the Holy Spirit according to the relationship that grace has made available, that mercy has made available for you in truth. God bless you, and may God keep you in all your ways. My prayer is that the Holy Spirit was able to speak into your situation right now. My prayer is that you start thinking about Jesus in the middle of whatever it is that you're thinking about. I don't care if you have some type of illness that's going on right now. Speak the word of God. Put on the whole armor of God. Speak the word of God. Speak to that very thing. Right here in the middle of what you're going to do, speak to that very thing. Speak the word of God by faith. God bless you. The doors of the church are open. There may be one today when you heard this message and you realize that the Holy Spirit has been speaking to you, but you've been turning your ears off. And you also realize that, you know what, the reason why I'm turning my ears off, because I don't know him. But you heard him today, and this is your desire to get to know him. This is for your desire to commune with the Holy Ghost. Well, we want to help you today to pray this simple prayer of salvation. We want to help you to pray this simple prayer of salvation. If you're online, do press 1. Do call in. 845-277-9213, and then press 1. Want to help you pray this simple prayer of salvation. If you are already here with us, you know, press 1. Pastor Tyler, we want to help you. You heard this word today. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands right now. You have never prayed the prayer of salvation. It's your desire to be born again today. Lift up your hands right there where you are. I want to show you how powerful that the Holy Spirit is. Not me, but the Holy Spirit. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I admit today that I am a sinner. And I change my mind about who I have made a decision to be. It is my will and my desire for you to come into my life and to be my Lord and Savior. I confess, Father God, that you gave me a Savior. I confess, Jesus Christ, that you died on that cross for every single one of my sins, that you died not just for my sin, but you for the whole world, that the whole world may be saved, and that you went to hell for me, and that the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, it resurrected you from the dead, raised you from the dead. And right now you sit on the right hand
of God the Father Almighty right now, interceding for me, speaking on my behalf. I ask you right now to come into my life and to be my Lord and Savior. And I say by faith that today I receive you right now and that I am saved. Amen. If you have prayed that prayer, do press 1. Apostle Talanika and I, we would like to welcome you to the body of Christ. It don't matter if you were 6 years old, 7 years old, 8 years old, or 99 years old. If you prayed that prayer, you are saved. You are saved. And we would like to welcome you. That means if anything was to happen right now, you don't have to worry about where you're going to end up, because you're going to heaven. You're going to be with the Lord. Amen. That's the most important thing that you can do while you are living right here. Amen. So if you have anything that you want to, if you're already in the body of Christ and there's something that you want to pray about, you know, press 1. You heard this word today? You know, press 1. If there's someone that's looking for a church home, amen. Apostle Talanika and I, we would love to shepherd you. We would love to be your, we would love to disciple you. We would love to be a leader, to be a friend. We're only going to do this through the eyes of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Will you press 1 right there where you are? Will you press 1? Amen, amen. Apostle.
Lord, we thank you again for this opportunity. Thank you for the word that went forth. Hallelujah. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Every time we receive our tithes and offering, if you have your tithes and offering available, please send those over to Cash App at Pastor Chantel. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you that you blessed us to be a blessing. Make us an ministry for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offering and cause them to multiply, or we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money. As it comes to us, Lord, and we thank you for it. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering as spiritual seeds to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sacred earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply, generosity, and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not for doubting your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart. And it's in Jesus' name we pray and we receive. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Today, hallelujah, September 26, 2022, is the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas, with Pastor, Senior Pastor, Pastor Dorothy Manning, and Apostle Talanika Manning, and Minister Lauren Green, as a minister on the roster. We bless you here. Amen. We bless you with the love of Christ, and we just thank God for you. Our announcement is Monday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time is our intercessory prayer. Wednesday night at 7 p.m. is our Bible study. So please join us as Pastor Manning is leading the charge with a continued lesson on God is life. Amen. And then Sunday we have our two services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line, 845-277-9213. Invite somebody out to be a guest. Amen. We do want to wish everyone that's celebrating their birthday in the month of September a happy, blessed birthday. We pray that God will continue to bless you, keep you, strengthen you. We pray for long life, good health and strength, wholeness and newness of life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Keep on celebrating. Amen. Because the victory is already won. Hallelujah. We want to bless all marriages and want to celebrate the marriage this month of September. Happy anniversary to you and yours. We pray that God will continue to bless your union with multiplied years together, blessings and favor. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank God for it all. We do have our discipleship training class starting in the month of October. If you have not already got your material to participate in discipleship training, please do so as the time is running out. October the 1st is on Saturday, so make sure that you get your material. All righty. Now, that does conclude our announcements for today, and we want to thank everyone that came out last night to be a part of Good Comedy. We had a blast. God definitely has blessed the show and all that was in attendance and all the winners on last night. We had our first award ceremony, so we thank God for that. Hallelujah. And that does conclude our announcements for today. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to bless you. Hallelujah. The pastor's blessing. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries. Hallelujah. Senior Pastor Dorsey Manning and Tawanika Manning and Minister Lynn Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless God's people around about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you, hallelujah, prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. Hallelujah. Most of all, we bless you in the name of Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Manning.
Amen. I pray that the Holy Spirit was able to speak to you today, was able to speak to your heart today. And I pray that every single one, you know, that realized that, you know, that you are blessed. Amen. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen and amen again. God bless you. May God keep you. Enjoy your Sunday in the name of Jesus. Don't let the devil strip the word of God out of your mind and out of your heart. Don't be distracted about all these interesting things that's going to get your mind off of God. You know, we set up so many things for ourselves, and don't lean on what God has for us. Remember, Apostle Tyler and I, we love you so much. We can never love you more than God loves you. Satan is a defeated foe. He has already been defeated because Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you, and may God keep you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace on the streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, Gold Mansion. Just just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that life. Can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days earned. Tell him at least I'm breathing, yeah. Get that.